Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Vav. We're starting at the Mishnah, which is about 12, 13, 14 lines from the top of the Amud. And we're continuing to talk about the Inyonim of the Korban Pesach. The major focus yesterday was the difference between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. Now we're going to talk a little bit about history, about the Pesach Mitzrayim, the very first Korban Pesach, and the similarities and the differences between that Korban Pesach and also all future Korbanos Pesach that were brought in later years and later generations. Ezok the Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doiros. What are the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiros? Says the Mishnah, Pesach Mitzrayim mekchoy mi be'osor. By Pesach Mitzrayim there was a mitzvah to go and buy the Korban Pesach and select it already on the 10th day of the month. How do I know that? We'll see him yet, Shem, as we approach the Gemara, because it says, Dabru el kol adas Yisrael leimor, be osar la chodesh hazeh, the yichu lehem, etc. We're going to see this in Yerchim as soon as we get to the Gemara. So therefore, the mekhoi, the purchase, had to be done by osar on the 10th day of the month. B'to'un hazo'o ba'gudas ezoiv, v'yala mashkoiv, v'yal shtei amezuzois. As everybody knows, it says in the Torah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, v'igatem l'mashkoiv, v'yal shtei amezuzois, that you're supposed to take from the dam of the Korban Pesach and apply it to, with Agudas Ezoiv, Utsvalta Madam Asher Basov. You go and take Agudas Ezoiv, a collection of Ezoiv. Ezoiv in English, I think, is called hyssop. And you dip it into the blood, and then you go and smear it Alamashkoif on the lintel on top, Vashti Mezuzos on the two doorposts. And you remember we said yesterday that was in the same Bechina, the same type of idea of the Hazois or the Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach, because there was no Mizbeach in Mitzrayim, so that was bimkoin the mizbeach that they spritzed the blood on those three. V'nechal b'chipozoin, it says in the pasuk, v'chal ta'isa b'chipozoin, Pesach hu l'Hashem, you have to eat it b'chipozoin. Chipozoin means you have to eat it in a hurried, quick fashion. You eat it b'layla echad, on one night, meaning the night of Pesach. But Pesach doirois noye koshiva. Pesach of future generations, then the minig is all seven. On the surface, the Mishnah is really curious, yeah, because L'choira, eating it B'layla Echad, referring to the Korban Pesach, and Pesach Doiros, you don't eat the Korban Pesach any more than that, only the first night. In fact, it's a machloikis, what, until Chatzoy, so the whole night, but you don't eat it for 7 days. And the Gemara is going to address that in Yet Hashem on the Amud Beis. Anyway, getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah says that in Pesach Mitzrayim there was a special rule that you had to mekchoy mi be'osa. How do I know? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Dabru el kol adas Yisrael leimor bi'osor lachodesh hazeh, on the 10th day of this month, meaning of Chodesh Nisan. What do you do on the 10th day? V'yikhu lehem, people should go and take for themselves ish, selaveis ovois selaboyes, and set it aside for purposes of the Korban Pesach. Now, the Gemara is going to dash it from here to the bottom of the Amud a number of times where it says in the Pasuk Hazeh, which suggests only this time, but not in future times. So says the Gemara, since it says Bi'asor L'Chodesh Hazeh V'yikhu, we dash in Zeh, meaning the Korban Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, Mekhoy B'Be'asor, special, didn't you have to go and buy it on the, or get it and dedicated on the 10th day. There ain't Pesach Doiros Mekach Mebe'osar, but there's no such din of Mekach Mebe'osar by the Pesach Doiros. That's what we learned from the Hazeh. The Chodesh Hazeh V'yikhu, Hazeh V'yikhu, this Chodesh of Nisan, Pesach Mitzrayim, din of Mekach, but not future generations. Faith in my own Me'ata. In the same parish it says, V'yol lechem le'mishmeres ad arbo'o osar yoim l'chodesh Hazeh. Now, what does it mean that it's going to be a mishmeres, a shmira? No, the pshat is, like the Gemara is going to say in a moment, that there's a requirement of bikur daled yom. Bikur Talmud Yom means that for a period of 4 days, you're supposed to go and check the Korban Pesach on an ongoing basis to make sure that it does not have and does not develop a mum until Erev Pesach. So that's the Mishmeres at Arba Osar Yom. So Sotimar Hachanami, since it says again, Lachidish Hazeh, are you going to darshan zeton biker dalet yomim koydim shchita? Then acher ton biker and other karbanos do not require dalet yomim koydim shchita. But that's not true. Other karbanos also require biker dalet yomim. For instance, the daily karban tamid v'otani we learned in the brayse ben bag bag oimer. Who was ben bag bag? We've already noted this. Yes, who was this Ben Bagbag? We've noticed this in the past. We've noted this in the past that the Toisis and Masechtas Chagiga says that Ben Bagbag, either he himself or he was the son of Gerim, and the reason why he was called Bagbag is because the gematria of Beis and Gimel, that's a pretty high math, 2 plus 3 equals more or less
5.
So therefore it becomes 5 and 5. And who were the original people in Klal Yisrael that went and tried to be Makariv Geirim? None other than Avraham Avinu and Sarah. And in both cases, each one got a hey added to their names. Avram became Avraham and Sarai became Sarah. So therefore, Ben Bagbag is in a sense a descendant of the original Gerim, meaning of Avraham and Sarah that were Megayer Gerim, and that's how you got the name Ben Bagbag. And similarly, Toisa says in Chagiga, the same thing applies to Ben Hey Hey Oimer, that you don't even have to do the high arithmetic. The Mishnah does it for you. Ben Hey Hey Oimer is also that either he was a Ger or he was a descendant of Gerim. Toisis in the beginning of Chagig. Anyway, beginning back to Agamar. So what did Ben Bagbag say? Minayin letomid shetoun biker dalid yomim koidim shchito. How do we know that the Karm Tomid that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tomid shel Shachar, and the Tomid shel Ben Arboim, these also required biker dalid yomim. In fact, it was a special lishko called the Lishkas Hatloim, where these karbonos, or these behemoths, were inspected on a daily basis, and every day they took out two new ones for going and shechting that day, and they brought in, well, actually two old ones, they had been there already for the last 3-4 days, and they replaced them with a brand new, two new ones, so that we kept on having a rotating basis. Every day you took out two that had been there for the last 4 days, you put in another two to replace them, etc. Now how do you know that there's this requirement of Bikur Dalet Yomim Shenemar, Tishmeru Lahakrev Libe Moyadei? We learn this always on Rish Chodesh. Tzavis b'nei Yisrov yamar taleim es karbuni lach mili isha reach nichoichi tishmeru. Now what is this tishmeru coming to tell us? Tishmeru just says, fulfill the mitzvah. What is tishmeru? Ul halonu waimer, but the pasuk that we quoted before by Pesach Mitzrayim, voyu lechem lemishmeres ad arbo oser yoim, just like that pasuk, what does it come to tell you? You buy or you get your Karban Pesach on the 10th of the month, and you have it mishmeres until the 14th, which that mishmeres means that every day you do your bikur, you're constantly reviewing and inspecting it for 4 days. Is malalon toin bikur dalid yom koydim shchita af kan toin bikur dalid yom koydim shchita nu oibazoi. Didn't you say a moment ago that we're going to darshan the word hazeh, just like we darshan by us, by the halach of mekach? We said the osar lachodesh hazeh, the yikchu. Zeh mekchoi bi be'osar. Only Pesach Mitzrayim did they have to go and select the Karm Pesach on the 10th. Then Pesach doiris mekchoi bi osar, but not by the Karm Pesach, li doiris. So then the Gemara said, if that's the way you're darshing hazeh, so then say the same thing for the Bikur Dalet Yomim, that it says ar arbo o osar yoim lachodesh hazeh, and say the hazeh mitzvah of Bikur, but in future generations there is no mitzvah of Bikur. But I see in fact by the Karman Tumid there is a mitzvah of Bikur, and not only by the Karman Tumid, but as we'll see in a moment, Pesach Doiros as well. So Daval, we have a kasha. If the Hazeh is coming to tell us this is the only singular time in history, we see that that's not true. We see by Bikur Dalet Yomim that they had Bikur Dalet Yomim every day of the week when it came to the Karm Tamid. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam Dechsev Tishmeru. Look, the Hazeh is still a very strong drasha. And normally I would say Hazeh Taka only Pesach Mitzrayim and not future years and not future generations. However, over here I have a Gzeirah Shava. What's Gzeirah Shava? I have the word Mishmeres Ad Arba Osir Yoyim, the din of Bikur Dalet Yomim. And it says Tishmeru. Mishmeres Tishmeru are from the same Shoresh of Shmira. Therefore, I know the din of Karban Tamid that you have to have Bikur Dalet Yomim. But it's not only that. Well, Pesach Toiris Nami Hoksit. But Pesach Toiris, it also requires the din of Tishmeru of Dalet Yomim. It says, what the Gemara is telling us now is, from the additional words, this avoida has to be done in this month, that comes to tell you that for all future generations, that the Pesach Doirois, the Pesach that was brought later on, in the times of the Mishkan, and in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, etc. All of those Karbonos Pesach should be kazeh, like that original Karbon Pesach that you had in the times of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara is going to quote this Vavartos Avoid HaZois another four or five times to tell us that normally the halacha taki is that just like Pesach Mitzrayim, the halacha was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Same thing, all other Pesach doiris all to the same 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No ay bazoi, el hahu, hazeh. So what do I do with the hazeh? In other words, I go back to the posik, v'yol lochem l'mishmeres ararbo osa yoyim l'choydish hazeh. What do I dashum from that word hazeh? So you're going to tell me, you don't darshan anything. No, you do have to darshan. Because by the halacha of Mekach, we said, since it says, Ba'asar, Ha'chodesh Hazeh, the Yichu is a simon Zeh Mekach Mibba'asar, then to Pesach Doris Mekach Mibba'asar. So I have Hazeh tells us only Pesach Mitzrayim, not Pesach Doris. So what do I do with this Hazeh? So I thought that this Hazeh by the Mishmeres Arabosei Yoim is coming to tell us that only the Pesach Mitzrayim has Bikur, Dalet Yomim, but that's not true. We just proved, or we just found a source, Vavanitas, Avoida Hazois, Bechoydish Hazeh, Shehu Kol Avoidos Choydish Zeh Kozeh, that the din of Bikur Dalet Yomim applies even today. Mi'at Hashem, when we bring our Korban Pesach, this coming Erev Pesach, on Shabbos Choydish, 4 days before we have to go and start inspecting it. So what do I do with this Hazeh by the Mishmeres Ararbos Yoyim Lachodesh Hazeh? El Ahu Hazeh Lamute Pesach Shaini Dekavosei. Oh, that Hazeh comes as a miut, but not as a miut for future generations, Pesach Doiris, but rather Pesach Shaini at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That those people that were not able to go and bring the Korban Pesach Rishoyim, because they were Temeim, they did it on Pesach Shaini. And Rashi says, why does the Gemara say dikavosei? Because just like the Pesach Mitzrayim was a one day affair, it wasn't 7 days like Pesach Doiris like we have today. Pesach Sheni is also just a one day business. It's mostly a one night business. We'll talk about that in Mir Tashem on the Amid Beis. But the point is that just like the Pesach Rishon was one day, Pesach Sheni was one day, and the Hazeh comes to tell you that the din of Dalet Bikur Yomim, the Bikur Dalet Yomim, is only by Pesach Rishon and not by Pesach Sheni. That's what the Hazeh comes to tell us. Now, before we continue on, what the Gemara has told us is that there's a din of Mekach on the 10th day in the case of Pesach Mitzrayim, but there is no such din of Mekach by Pesach Doiris. But the Halach of the Bikur Dalet Yomim applies both to Pesach Mitzrayim and to Pesach Doiris. Now, if I have to do Bikur Dalet Yomim, and the fourth day, of course, turns out to be on Erev Pesach on Yudalit, that means I have to go and get my Korban Pesach on the 10th day. So what are you telling me that only Pesach Mitzrayim has a din of the Mekchoy Mi Be'osor? Pesach Doiris, no dinner but Biyasar. But don't I have to, by default, I have to go and get my Karban Pesach by day number 10 because I have to do my Bikur Dalad Yamim. So I don't understand what the Gemara said, that there's no dinner Mekach mi Biyasar. Of course I have to have Mekach mi Biyasar. So Rashi already asked this Kasha, and Rashi says that the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris is that by Pesach Mitzrayim, when you got that Korban on the 10th day of Nisan, you have to go and say, Oimer Zeh L'Shem Pesach, like making a Yirutzoin. You have to dedicate it, I don't know if you consecrate it, Mamish, and you say that it's a Korban Pesach, but you have to go at least set it aside, be mafish it for Korban Pesach. Mashenken for Pesach, Doivis is Rashi, you could go and take two or three Tuloim, starting from the 10th day of the month, and each day, go and be boidik each one, to be mekayim the biker dalad yamin, and only finally select the one that you entire using on Erev Pesach. You don't have to make the dedication and the selection 4 days before. You can go and do the actual selection and dedication on the 14th day. But you have to do the biker arbo yamin. So take 2, 3, 5, 10 animals, whatever you want, every day go and inspect each one, and then you'll decide after the 4 days which one is the nicest, the best, the most beautiful, etc., etc., and then you'll bring that for your Karban Pesach. I saw Barry had a question before.
Yeah, we're talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, we're jumping to Pesach Sheni. There was no Pesach Sheni Mitzrayim. There was just
there wasn't. There wasn't. Why wasn't there?
No, because the Jews left. And there was no, it was everyone offered the Pesach on the 14th, and they left.
We mean on the first time that they brought the Korban Pesach.
In the Midbar?
In the Midbar. Because the Torah says that they brought the Korban Pesach, those people that were, for instance, Temeim, because another Vavil, yeah, they went and brought, or because somebody else passed away, yeah, they brought a Pesach Sheni, and that's it. The Torah says they came Loma Nigora, the Vilti Hakriv.
But we're jumping from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach
Sheni. Yeah, I guess, I assume the Gemara means it's the same thing.
Okay.
Anyway, getting to my mind, telling me after this is in the possible yachlus and possible laila ze hachanami ze nechel balaila vein ach nechel balaila. Again, we're focusing on the hazeh, and we're trying to understand why the Torah writes the hazeh. And again, the initial impression, the assumption is that hazeh wants to tell us that the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim is different than Pesach Doiros. So Gemara says yachlus and possible laila ze shoy state in the Torah. So can you say hazeh? You have the achidas basa balaila. Are you telling me that future generations, you don't eat the Korban Pesach at night, or maybe only at night, but you eat it the next day too? Oh, come on, that's not true. We eat the Korban Pesach at night just like they ate in Mitzrayim at night. So what is the difference? Well, why are you telling me hazeh? On that it says the Pasuk, and again the Gemara is quoting the same Pasuk. The Gemara is going to quote it a few times, but in abbreviated version. It says in the Pasuk, Vavarto esa avoida, continue on, Hazois ba chodesh hazeh, shehu kol avoidas chodesh zeh kozeh. So in fact, all future generations, Korban Pesach, is also only eaten at night. So what do I use this Balayla Hazeh to tell us? El Hazeh Lomali, Likrib Lazman Azariye V'Rabba Kiva. The Hazeh comes to tell us for the drushes that we're going to have later on in Amdesechta. That's the Machloikis between Rab Lazman Azariye and Rabbi Kiva as to how long you have the right to eat the Korban Pesach on Pesach night. Can you eat it only until Chatzais, or can you eat it until the morning? And it's based on that, just like over here it says hazeh, it says in the pasuk Yavarti be'eretz Yitzrayim ba'layla hazeh v'kesi kol b'chor me'eretz Yitzrayim, etc. And then the Gemara says that we learn it out from there's a machloikis when it says v'chaltem oisa b'chipozoin. So now the question is, what's the definition? We know chipozoin means you have to eat it in a hurried fashion. So the Gemara says it's chipozoin de Mitzrayim and chipozoin de Yisrael. Chipozin de Mitzrayim means that Kachatzois alayla niyotzi b'soich Mitzrayim. And as soon as all of the Mitzrayim realized that all the Bechayrim were dying left and right and left, and in certain houses multiple Bechayrim were dying, or if not, then the eldest of the house was dying, so there was total pandemonium and total agony, etc. And they said, Eden Aros, get out of here already. So that was the Chipozin de Mitzrayim. But when did they actually leave? They left a few hours later, after they ate the Korban Pesach in the morning. So the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachos, as well as later on in our Mesechtes Mishnah, I'm going to talk about this in greater detail, as to how long you can eat the Korban Pesach, and it's based on Hazeh. And then it says, so you learn out whether until Chatzos or until the morning. And of course, that's a machlokes d'oraisa, the midrabanan. Even the one that holds it, you can eat it the entire night, also holds you should eat it only until Chatzos. Like we have in the first Mishnah, and the Sacht is brachos. Okay, so therefore I need a hazer for another drush. So now we're not talking about hazer, we're talking about boy. So it sounds like an oral shouldn't eat this Karm Pesach Mitzrayim boy. So tomorrow, Hanami, the boy and oichel or oichel the Pesach Doiris, is an oral allowed to go and eat future Karbonis Pesach and future generations? Of course not. So tomorrow, on the cross, that's why it's in the pasuk. And just like in the times of Pesach Mitzrayim, the Orel Yoichelbay, this applies to all generations, the Orel Yoichelbay. So what do I do with this boy? We had this drush already before, that although the Orel is disqualified from eating the Karban Pesach, but he should eat the matzah and the mar. The why would have thought differently? Because you're supposed to eat it together. You're supposed to eat the Karm Pesach al matzah is umroidim yechlo. So I would think that it's a package deal. That if you cannot go and eat the Karm Pesach, then you don't eat the matzah mar. Kamash malah. No, that's what the hazer come to. Not the hazer, the boy. Chalor lechel boy, don't eat the Karm Pesach. But yes, you should eat the matzah umar. I have another drasha. It says in the pasuk kol benechar. The reason why it's in parentheses doesn't say vichol benechar, just says kol benechar. Kol benechar lo yoichel boy. Hachanami, you're going to tell me a benechar. Benechar, as the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, is referring to an individual who's nisnakru masav li'oviv shebashamoy. That means someone who's off the derech. Rachmon al-Litzlan. So such an individual, lo yoichel boy, he should not eat from the Karm Pesach. Are you going to tell me, boy, achanami, boy, any oichel that only is referring to Pesach Mitzrayim, aval oichel hu Pesach Hadoris, but he's allowed to go and eat future Karbonis Pesach Hadoris, I say, boy, Omakron, no, it says, v'yavadata, oh, v'yavadata, savoyda, zoyis, b'choydish, hazeh, shikol, avoydis, choydish, zeh, kazeh, all generations, all psachim, all the same malachas, say, bazoi, freitim, ala boy, lamali, so what's the boy come to tell you? Boy hamores das peiselis ve'ein hamores das peiselis be truma. If you're a meimer das means chas v'sholem an apikoidus, a person who's a meimer means a person who is rebelling against the rabbeinu sholem rachmon litzlan. He is possible to go and eat from the Karm Pesach. However, if he happens to be a kain, he's allowed to go and eat truma. So tomorrow, the Yitzrach l'michtav Arav, the Yitzrach l'michtav Benechar. The Chayra Arav and Benechar are similar. Obviously, they're different, but they are similar. And now the question is, why did the Torah write both Arav and Benechar? Says the Yitzrach l'michtav Rachmana, Arav mishum dimois. The reason why the Arav is disqualified from eating Karban Pesach is because, unfortunately, he is considered to be mo'us, considered to be
disgusting.
Oh, a good word. And therefore, that type of person should be
shunned,
rejected, dejected, and ejected. He should be sent away. You're mois. Al benechar loy mois. Benechar, he has a bris milah. So he's taka bad in his deois. He's bad in terms of he's rebelling against Hashem. But at least his body looks like a Jewish body because he has a bris. So I'm a liar. I think maybe he can eat the Karm Pesach. The reason why the Benechar is disqualified because he is a Libel Shemayim. Unfortunately, he's a bad guy. He's a Rasha. That's why you don't eat. Aval Orel, the Orel of course includes a person who his brother Mase Ochiv Mase Machmas Mila, and the doctors say he or you are a hemophiliac with the DNA with the ganze masa. Don't do a bris because Chas V'Shalom it's a pikuach nefesh. So leave it to Shemayim. So Emolai, I would think never the guy is onus of piadibur. What can you do? The doctor told him not to have a bris, and therefore he's exempt and he should be able to eat the Karm Pesach. So that's why the Torah has to tell you that both of these individuals are disqualified. Let me ask you another question. Now from here, going two more lines down to the word Peiselis Betruma, Rashi says we're not goyres these two lines. And the reason why we're not goyres them is because the way Rashi learns Pshat, these two psukim or these two lines don't make sense. Because Rashi is learning Pshat and Toishu V'Sachar L'Yoichel Bay that it's referring to an Eved Ivri. And the Toshav that we mean is an Eved Ivri, who is now a Toshav, because he was not only an Eved Ivri for 6 years, but he decided to go and become an Eved Nirtza, and to become now an Eved Li'oilam, meaning, of course, until Yovel year. So that's the Toshav. And the Sachir is your regular Eved Ivri, who's Koneh Kinyan Shanim for 6 years. They shouldn't go and eat the Korban Pesach. Now, before we continue on, that on the surface doesn't seem to make a lot of sense,
right?
Because an Eved Ivri is the same as every Yid. Just because he became an Eved doesn't mean that he lost his Chiv Mitzvahs. He still has the same Tayag Mitzvahs. He has his limitations and restrictions in terms of that he has to go and listen to his Odvay. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have to wear tefillin every day. It doesn't mean he doesn't have to be a Shomer Shabbos and eat kosher. He is still an Ivri, he's still a Yid. So of course he should go and eat. But anyway, the way Rashi learns Toshav V'Sochel Yochabah is referring to a Yid, and therefore on the surface the Pasuk doesn't make sense. And Rashi says, you're 100% right. And the Gemara Masechtis, Yevomis and Daf Ayin already ask this Kasha. And the Pasuk says that it's Mufna L'Gzeira Shava. Don't understand it simply the way it sounds like, but rather it's used for a special drasha. But our Gemara ignores that Gemara Masechtis Yevomis, and the Gemara says, Yetosh V'Sochel Yochabah and Eved Ivri should not eat the Pesach of Mitzrayim. Are you telling me, Hachanami, the Boyu and Eichel, Avl Eichel Hu be Pesach Doiris? Are you telling me, but he would eat the Pesach Doiris? And of course, the answer is yes, he would eat the Pesach Doiris. But the Gemara is again going along with this Mahalach that he doesn't eat with Pesach Mitzrayim, and he doesn't eat in future years. Why not? It says Le'Yoichel Boy. We should say Boy Ene Oichel Le'Yoichel Pesach again on Makrof. Ve'avartos Avoyda Zoyis B'Chodesh Hazeh, and that was that just like this Eved Ivri didn't eat by Pesach Mitzrayim, he doesn't eat by Pesach Doiros. Says Rashi, but that's not true. Of course, he does eat by Pesach Doiros. So what do I do with the boy? That only by the Eved Ivri am I concerned about Hamoriz Das, that he's unfortunately geglitched. That means he slipped and he's off the derech. But a person who's off the derech, that doesn't pass a bit truma. So Rashi says once again, where did we mention Hamoriz Das? We're talking about Eved Ivri. This Eved Ivri could be the most erlich yid in the world. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful person. He even wears his masks at all time, and he practices social distancing wherever he goes. He's a yid tzaddik. So where do we get in this Hamoriz Das Beiselis? As well as we already know the din that Hamoriz Das doesn't pass l'betruma, because we already learned that 6 or 7 lines ago. We said boy Hamoriz Das. We learned that from the other pasuk of Kol b'necha l'yoychol boy, and the Gemara says boy Hamoriz Das b'selus. Then Hamoriz Das b'selus b'truma. So why are we repeating it again? That's why Rashi says take out all these 2-3 lines. They don't make any sense.
This is a kind of an Eved Ivri in Mitzrayim. The presumption is Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave in Mitzrayim, accepted the Mitzvah.
At least a theoretical. I don't know if there was actual.
The Mitzvahim, there were Avadim Ivrim, but the other Jews, that doesn't.
Maybe it means of the first year, but before they got the Mishkan. Anyway, I'm not historian. You have to ask Josephus. But go back 7 lines in the Rashi, where Rashi says, V'loy gar sinan. You have that? There's a dot there. And then the Rashi, Kodosh. Okay. In our Gemara, I don't know if that's the same thing in your Gemara. But the line begins Orel, and then Chuli, with a little strechel on top. It's 7 lines higher from where we are in the Gemara. And then Rashi continues, V'loy gar sinan, el miyato teishu v'sachir, the teishu v'sachir kule kroyeseiruhu. That whole pasuk is superfluous. Do you have the Rashi?
Yes.
The Toshav V'Sachir Oichel Pesach. Avad the Toshav V'Sachir eats Korban Pesach. The Toshav Zekoyet Konoi Kesef Kinyan Oilam V'Nirtza. That's why it's called a Toshav V'Sachir. The Eved Ivri Hakonei Kinyan Shonim. He's a regular Eved Ivri for 6 years. She Shonim Yavod Uchuvai Yisom Alianinu. Both of them are fine, wonderful Yidden. V'Achli V'Pesach Kirmin Mivavus Be'Aru. What do I, this pasuk says, Toshav V'Sachir Yoichel Bay? We learn Gzeir Shava. Nema Toshav V'Sachir Pesach. Nema Toshav V'Sachir Betruma. Kim Farsh Be'Yosom. Like it says over there, Ayin Shom. Bayit the Kosvei. Kosvei Boy Didei. I don't understand, number one, the kash. I don't understand the teret. Are you Yisro. Who's talking about someone that went off the Derech HaMoris Das? We're talking about Yisro Ma'ali, a regular Eved Ivri. That was the previous Ben Nechol Yechol Boy. We learned from that that HaMoris Das only passes by Karm Pesach and not by Truma. And what do I learn now? I learn another drasha, Malta Oysaz and Balam. That's already, there should be a two dots over here because it's already next Shikul Gemara. Anyway, so for all of the foregoing reasons, Rashi says, Valoi Garsinan, take out these two lines and continue on from Elamayata Umalta Oysaz. The interesting thing is that if you open up the Pasuk in Chumash, this Pasuk, Toshu V'sachar LaYoichel Boy in Parshas Boy, Rashi says the Toshu V'sachar is referring to not an Eved Ivri, but to an Eved Kanani. Toshu V'sachar LaYoichel Boy, he should not eat from the Karban Pesach unless and until he has a bris milah. After he has a bris, he's no longer an oral, he can go and eat. But until that time, so therefore, even though Rashi says this Gemara is bewildering, it's talking about Eved Ivri, Toshu V'sachar, Rashi and Chumash says it's talking about Eved Kanani, and with that, the whole Gemara is perfect. Eved Kanani lo yoichel boy. Why not? Because he doesn't have a bris. So I would think this only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim, doesn't apply to Pesach Doiris, Kamashim on the Avadata, etc., etc. Ayin Shem and the Rashi there. It would fit in. Hamoris Das would be a little bit problematic because we're not saying that this Eved Kanani went off the Derech. And like Rashi said, we already know Hamoris Das that it's Mutter Betruma from the previous boy. But at least the first part would not be Shvei.
But an Eved Kanani has to have a brisser. We learned that the Adam can't eat the...
It's true, and that's the next trick of the Gemara. El Me'atam, it says, Vait in the Pasuk, Malta Oisoi Oz Yoichel Boy. The Malta Oisoi, as we'll see in another moment, is referring to the Mila of the Avodim and the Schar. So only then Oz Yoichel Boy. Hachanami, you're going to tell me, the boy and the Oichel, Ava Oichel, the Pesach, Doiris. You're going to go and tell me that future generations, the Halacha is that... Only the time of Pesach Mitzrayim, if the Avodim or if any of the children did not have a bris, that was Ma'akev that stopped you from having eating for the Karban Pesach. But in future generations, you were allowed to go and eat the Karban Pesach even though you had members of the household without a bris. Is that true? Says Imar, no. Like we had before, all generations, halacha is that the milas zechorim v'advodim is ma'akev in eating the Karban Pesach. So why does it say malto isa azoychal boy, which suggests only by the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim and not future generations? What happens if you have a Koyin and the Koyin has Kindaloch that didn't have a bris yet, or he has Avodim that didn't have a bris? So I might think, no, just like the Karban Pesach, you can't eat Karban Pesach, it's Ma'akev, maybe it's Ma'akev Truma Kamash Bulon, that's the boy in Karban Pesach, it's Ma'akev. But a koyin that has this issue of chorim avodim, it's not ma'aki b'tshuva. Let me ask you another question. It says in the pasuk v'gabi the korban pesach, the etzem le'yishbru voy. Are you going to tell me hachanami the boy and shoyve b'pesach doyrois? Then in future generations, when you bring the korban pesach, you're allowed to go and eat and allowed to go and break the bones? Are you telling me that? No. All future generations, the same halacha applies. You're not allowed to go and break the bones and make no bones about it. So what does it tell us? Like we had already in the Gemara before, that this din of Shvitas Atzmos only applies by a kosher. Kosher means by the Karban Pesach itself, but not if the Karban Pesach became posel, such as became posel b'yoytze, or it could be posel b'noisa, that afterwards posel b'lina, you didn't eat the whole Karban Pesach within the allotted time. Now it's beyond the time, it's posel. What happens if I want to go and break the bones now? According to this man Yomar, you would be allowed to break the bones, but as you remember, we had a machloikis, in fact. Whether or not we darshan it that way or not. But this man Yomar would learn, boy, the kosher will be posel. Frey Timara, El Meata, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Al Teichlu Mi Manuna. So until now we had the Hazeh, and then we had the boy, and now we have Mimenu, which sounds like from the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, Al Teichlu Mi Menu No. So Mi Menu No In future generations, you're allowed to go and eat no uvoshel mahushel b'moyim avada nisht. Amakrovi avadata. Avadata. Avoyda azoyt b'choydish azeh. Shukol avoyda choydish azeh. Because they're all future generations. They all have the same halach. Thank you, my Rabbi Zoy. So what do I do with them? Mimenu. Mimenu. Lomali k'rabba omra b'yitzchak. What did Rabba omra b'yitzchak say? We learn from Pesach to Maser Sheni, that just like an Orel is not allowed to eat Pesach, Korban Pesach, an Orel is not allowed to go and eat from Maser Sheni. Where do I learn that from? Because it says over here the word Mimenu, Al Toich L'Mimenu. And I have by a pasuk by Maser Sheni, Li'achalti V'oini Mimenu. So I have an extra Mimenu. So you look at the last Rashi, Rabba Omer of Yitzchok, Perek Orel, last line, Nami Mimenu B'Pesach, Nami Mimenu B'Maser, meaning Maser Sheni, Malalon Orel Osim B'Pesach. So therefore the Mimenu doesn't come to exclude future Pesachim and future Doiros, but rather comes to tell us the same halacha applies to Karm Pesach as well as to Maaser Sheni. And with this we concluded this beautiful Pesukim Hazeh mit Deboi mit Mimenu, and we continue on back to our Mishnah where it says that the Pesach Mitzrayim was Nechal Bechipozoin. So Timar Minolan, how do I know? The Amakrai says the Fayish in the Pasik. Vachaltim Oisai Bechipozoin. Oisai meaning the Pesach Mitzrayim. Nechal Bechipozoin. But all future generations, you can go and slow it down. You don't have to go and rush it. And that's why many people still today, they only start eating the afikomen. As you know, the afikomen that we eat today is a zecher to the Korban Pesach. And because of all the singing and because of all the toiras, etc., often many of us, especially if we're negotiating with our children to get the afikomen back, then it's only 5 minutes to one or whenever chatzos is, and you have to eat it b'chipazoin to eat it in a timely fashion before chatzos. Anyway, l'choyri, you can go and ask the same question once again. Don't they have the avadatos avoida zois b'chodesh hazeh? We should have to go and eat it b'chipazoin even today, just like we ate it b'pesach Mitzrayim. So that's not my kasha. You see the second toisis before the end. Oisim b'chipazoin in achar b'chipazoin kosher l'riva. Amay leparach ve'ima oisim b'chipazoin ve'im pesach sheni nechal b'chipazoin. Avo pesach doyos hachanami nechal b'chipazoin. Mevi avadato. Vi avadato avoida zoi b'chodesh hazeh. I have this drasha of v'chaltim oisai b'chipazoin. Maybe it's telling us pesach rishon and not pesach sheni. Anyway, Toys is blind with Akasha, so we'll also blind with Akasha, and we're going to continue on. That's what it said in the Mishnah, they only the Pesach Mitzrayim and Nechal B'chipazin, but not all future Kabbani's Pesach. And then the Mishnah said at the very end, that the first Karban Pesach was Belayla Echad, and Pesach Doidus Noy Kol Shiva all 7 days, Freyti Yomara. Wow! Amai Koi. About what are we saying this din of the Shiva? Ilema Pesach. Pesach kol shiva mi'ika? Are you nuts? You can go and eat Karban Pesach 7 days. You can't eat it even beyond chatzoisa, beyond the morning, because it becomes noisar. And of course, you can't bring a Karban Pesach throughout Yom Tov. You can only bring it on Erev Pesach. So what are you talking about? Says Imari, 100% right. El achometz. We're talking about the iser chimut. That what? Then the Pesach Mitzrayim was only noyik that day. But in future generations, it's noyik for 7 days. So therefore, when it says in our Mishnah, the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and future Pesach, we don't mean the Karban Pesach, we mean the Isser of having chametz or eating chametz during the whole Yom Tov. Pesach Mitzrayim was only that one day, or that one night, but future generations are gone to Zimte.
In Mitzrayim, the Jews had Isser chametz?
Let's look at Rashi. Be'alach chametz, tap Rashi. The Isser chimutzoi noyik ho shiva mechlal to Laila Echad. We have this din of 7 days for all the Pesach Toiros, as opposed to the Pesach Mitzrayim, that it's Laila Echad, Diktani Masisim, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Achomitz Koi. That, Mechlal, the Laila Echad, when it says in the Mishnah, Laila Echad, it's not referring to the Karban Pesach, it's referring to the din of Chomitz. Vein Chimutzoi Noyik Ela Laila Echad, the Isser of Chomitz only applies to the first night. Pesach Doiros Noyik Kol Shiva, Pesach Doiros is Noyik Kol Shiva, as we know, Kol Machmetzes Leisechelu, for 7 days, and now that I eat Chomitz. So getting back to Agmal, Ela Chomitz, Mechlal, period, Ela Chomitz. So you want Mechlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad, the Sulai? Are you telling me that the Isser Chomitz only applied to the night of Korban Pesach, but not to the full first day of Yom Tov. But Tanya Rabbi said, really, Oyim Minayin LePesach Mitzrayim She'en Chimut Noyik Ela Yom Echad. There is a 1 day. It's not a 7 day Isser, but it's a full 1 day Isser. It's not just a night. It's a day. How do I know? Tamar Limit says in the pasuk, Lo Yiochel Chomet. The Samach Lay, and the next pasuk says, Hayoyim Atem Yoytu. So we're going to ignore the two dots between the first pasuk and the second pasuk, and we're going to merge the two psukim, just like a balkore that is not sufficiently prepared, and sometimes he rushes from pasuk 1 into pasuk 2. In our case, pasuk 1 ends off for lo ye'ochel chametz. The next pasuk begins hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chodesh o'aviv, but if you're not careful, you would say v'lo ye'ochel chametz hayoyim. Oh, that's the drashas of Yossi Aglili, that the pasuk, the reason why Hashem Yisbarach put these two psukim together, so that you should be able to darshan, not just a balkore who's making a mistake, but l'chatchil is supposed to darshan that way. Don't eat chametz hayoyim agantza tog. So in Bazoi, our mission says only laila echad. We're going to change the pshat in the Mishnah slightly. That laila echad, you only eat the korban Pesach, not chametz. You only eat the Karban Pesach Laila Echad for one night, like it says in the Mishnah. Luhuadin, the same thing applies to Pesach Dorah, that you only eat it one night. Exactly the same. It doesn't say these words in the Mishnah, but we're adding them in parenthetically. Same thing applies to Pesach Dorah. The Chimutzai, the din of Chomet, is not just a Laila Echad, that's Kolayoyim, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili said. Pesach Dorah is not Yikol Shiva, but by uns, in future generations, the din of Chimut is also all 7 days. Talk to Mishnah. Om Rabbi Yishua. Shemati shetmuras Pesach kreva, utmuras Pesach eina kreva, ve'ein li lefarish. A tmura, as we know, means that you go over to a korban and you say, zeh tmura zeh, zu tmura zu. That you want that this new animal should be the substitute and the replacement for the first animal. You're not allowed to do that. The Torah says, Lo yamirenu, lo yamiroisoi, lo itay berav, lo rabetoiv. You're not allowed. What happens if you did it? For Yehu is murasi yekodesh. Both of them have a din of Kedusha. Now, when we say that both have a din of Kedusha, not necessarily that they have the same level of Kedusha, but we mean that the second one, you cannot ignore the Kedusha. There is Kedusha involved. So now, our Mishnah tells us, says Rabbi Yeshua, I heard from my Rebbes that there are two different halachas that apply to Temuras Pesach. That some Temuras Pesach kreva, you do bring the Temuras Pesach, it's a good carbon. Now, when we say that it's a good carbon, it's not a good carbon Pesach. But Rashi says, you would bring it as a carbon shlomim. And you're not going to bring it on Erev Pesach, you'll bring it after Pesach. It's almost like a moisera Pesach, that you're going to go and bring a shlomim. Tumuras Pesach kreva. That's what I heard. But I also heard separately that Tumuras Pesach ain't a kreva, that you do not bring it. But what do you do with it? As we'll see in another moment, rather yira achi yistayiv, you wait until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you're going to be poided, and you're going to take the money, and you're going to go and buy a karm shlamim with that money. So said Rabbi Yeshua, I heard these two halachas, and they seem to be in conflict with one another, because the first one says, bring the carbon Pesach, the tmura, but in the form of a shlomim directly, the carbon itself. And the other one said, no. You got to wait until it gets a mum, and then you buy it, and you take the money, and you buy another carbon. Mainly the Pharisees are to be sure, but I cannot explain what I learned in Masoida from my Rebbe. So Rabbi Kiva, being a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, said to Rebbe, Ani a Farish, I will explain to you, based on his Koyach HaDrush, based on his Ruach HaKodesh, maybe heard from other Rebbes. After all, Rabbi Kiva will learn both by Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua.
And Nachish Gamzu.
And Nachish Gamzu. Gamzu LaToiva. So says Rabbi Kiva, Ani Afarish, I will explain to you. HaPesach Shenimtza Koidim Shchitas HaPesach Yira Achi Yestayev V'yemocher V'yavi B'dom of Shlomen V'chein T'murasoy. But HaPesach that was Nimtza Achar Shchitas HaPesach Karev Shlomen V'chein T'murasoy. What is the Gemara talking about? So this is talking about that frequent case that we always talk about, that the carbon
Machta Pleita,
the animal ran away. Why did the animal run away? Apparently it got the sense that its days, hours, and minutes were numbered, and said, it's Taka Grosses Ach Karban Pesach, yeah, but you know, I wouldn't mind living a couple of extra days. So the Karban Pesach ran away. So what do you do when the Karban Pesach runs away? So you got to take another Karban Pesach. So you can tell me, I need Bikur Dalad Yamin. Okay, as we learned in the Amud Aleph, you could have had two or three waiting there in the pen, the just in case, in the bullpen, just in case the first one runs away. So you have your backup pitchers. You have your back
sheep pen, actually.
A sheep pen. Okay, good. Or you can go and just add yourself to somebody else's list. Find out where you have a list where you have a limited number of menuyim and add your name to it. So that's what the person did. But guess what? Baruch Hashem, the Karban Pesach came back. The Seh or the A's decided, you know what, it's about time I should do tshuva. The whole purpose of Karban Pesach is between Mal and Tzoytzis before the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it's going to be Reich Nichoyach. I want to participate in this Gevaldike Mitzvah, and therefore the Karban Pesach returns to the sea. Now the question is, when did this Karban Pesach return? Did it return before the Shechita, or did it return post-Shechita? So Rashi explains, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, that if the Karban Pesach, the original one, returned before I shechted the replacement, guess what? If I decide to go with the replacement as opposed to the original one, I've been doicha biyadayim. It's as if I told the Karban Pesach, I don't need you anymore. You decided to run away, gizintahait, was at your own risk. I'm going to go and bring now the Karban Pesach Sheni. I'm pushing you away. Because I'm pushing you away, I'm being doicha biyadayim, this original Karban Pesach cannot be brought anymore. It itself as a Karban Shlamim, because I was doicha it, and therefore Girat Yisdaim, what you have to do is, after Pesach, go and let it roam around. After all, it's a Moisera Pesach, but I cannot bring it itself for a Shlamim, because I was doicha, so let it go and graze until it gets a mum. V'yimach v'yom v'yom v'shlam. And not only the original Karban Pesach, but also if I have a Tmura that I was Meimer and second animal on that original Karban Pesach that I was Docha Biyadayim that I pushed aside, that Tmura is also pushed aside, and therefore don't go and bring it itself for a Karban Shlamim, but you have to wait. What happens, however, if the Karban Pesach came and returned to the scene Achash Shechitas Pesach? It's 6 o'clock tonight, and now that original Karban Pesach sheepishly comes in and says, "Will you allow me to come in?" It's appropriate for a sheep that it should be sheepishly coming in and says, "Can I go and rejoin?" "Yes, you can come back into the household. It's too late for Karban Pesach. You're off the hook. You don't have to worry." So now, since it was not there at this Zman Shechita, I wasn't Doche Biyadai. It's the animal that sheepishly ran away and now has returned. Since it's not Nidcha, but it is a Moisra Pesach, so after Pesach, Kor Shlam, you can bring it for Shlam. The same thing would apply now. If I name the new animal, Zu Tumura Zu, the same thing would apply. So now, that's a fascinating shot that Rabbi Kiva is giving, but if you think about it for a moment, we're not distinguishing now between one Tumuras of Pesach and another Tumuras of Pesach. We're really distinguishing between the original Karban Pesach itself. And we're saying, when was that original Karban Pesach found? When did it come back? If it was before the Shechita, Yirat Yistayv, Yimach, V'yam, Yudam, Shlomim, period. And if it came back after the Shechita, then Karev Shlomim. So why does Rabbi Shua ponder the question, Shemati, Shetumuras Pesach Kreva, Tumuras Pesach Eina Kreva? L'choy Rabbi Shua should talk about the Karban Pesach itself. Shemati, that some Karbonis Pesach that made a plata and returned, you bring them Kreva, Betoides, Shlomim, their Moisra Pesach. And I heard that there are other Tumuras, not other Tumuras, other Karbonis Pesach that ran away and came back on the scene, that you bring them themselves as a Karban Shlomim. And that's the Maris Kasha Velema. Why does Rabbi Shua ponder this question? And Rabbi Kiva respond about the Tmura, let's talk about the Karban Pesach itself. That certain Karban Pesachs are Karev Shlomim, and certain Karban Pesach are not Karev Shlomim, but rather Yirat Shiestayev, like the Mishnah said. And Aizen Akash. Every Mahakamash will into Ika Tmura Sa Pesach the Loi Karva. It wants to tell us a Chidush that there are certain Karbanis Tmuras Pesach that you cannot bring them themselves, but you have to go and Yirat Shiestayev. What does the Gemara mean? So Rashi explains the following. The explanation that Rabbi Kiva gave, that there's a difference between the Karban Pesach that ran away and returned to the scene before Shechita, and therefore you are Docha Biyadayim, and the other Karban Pesach that ran away and returned after the Shechita, and you are not Docha Biyadayim, that makes a lot of sense, and that's why you understand that the first one is Ashtikel Anidcha, and therefore don't bring it anymore for Shlom itself, Yirat Shiestayev. Mashenk in the second one, I understand perfectly, Baruch Hashem, it came back after the Shechita, it was not Nidcha, I can bring it for Shlom. Yeah. But the Temura, says Rashi, was never intended to bring for a carbon. You're not allowed to bring a carbon Temuras Pesach, Bimkoim carbon Pesach. Maximum, it will be a shlomim with a mum, and then you have to sell it. Without a mum, you bring it in itself. But the carbon Temuras Pesach was never online to become a carbon Pesach. And if that's the case, L'choydis, says Rashi, it should make no difference when you found the original carbon Pesach, because the Temuras HaPesach really, in a sense, is unrelated to the original carbon Pesach, even though the Kedusha is a derivative of the carbon Pesach. However, the possibility of bringing this Temura is never, it's an impossibility. And therefore, there's no difference between before, whether you found the original carbon Pesach before the Shechita or after the Shechita. It's all exactly the same. And therefore, I would think the Temura of Pesach, if you will, is nitcha from the very, very outset, regardless about the original carbon Pesach. And like Karva, you should never be able to bring it in its original form. You'd have to wait Yirat Shistayit. Kamashmul and the Mishnah know that since the Temuras Pesach, in fact, is a derivative of the original Karm Pesach, if you find the original Karm Pesach, Achashchitas HaPesach, then the Temura has the same din like Achashchitas HaPesach, and therefore you can bring it in itself for a Karm Shlomim. If you look at the Rashi right here,
when did you make this Temura?
Oh, that's going to be, your Mamish, you are giving us the segue to the next Shekhar Gemara. Don't give away the secret, we're going to get to that momentarily. So looking at the Rashi right after the Mishnah, the Ika Temura Pesach Doi Karva, V'Leyamrinan, don't say, Mitchila Shlomhi, from the very outset it was destined to be a Shlom. V'Afil Heimer, Koidem Shchita, even if the Temura was a long time ago. Like Kaba says, Mana Shchita, B'Shem Pesach, at the time of the Shchita of Pesach, there was no opportunity to say, okay, let's take the Temura instead, and now I'm being Doche. Ein Bodichoi, there was never a Havamin, it was never online, it was never in the bullpen or the sheep pen. Online, El Afi Nikvas VePesach Menitcha, says the Gemara. No. Even though you're right, ultimately this carbon Pesach, this carbon Temura, is going to be brought for a Shlomim. But at least for a certain period of time, it was within the category of a carbon Pesach, and therefore, just like the original carbon Pesach, if it was around at the time of the Shchitas HaPesach, it's Nitcha. So too, this Temura will be Nitcha, and therefore Yirat Shistayit Yimach VYav Vidavav Shlomim, etc. Itma, our Mishnah said that the key to what Rabbi Kiva was saying was, did you find it before the Shechita or after the Shechita? But apparently there was either a different girsa or at least a different pshat. Because like it says in the Mishnah, it's not key whether you found the old Karim Pesach at the time of Shechita, but whether you found it at the time of Chatzos, because Chatzos is the time when that is Kiveya, the halacha of bringing your carbon Pesach, and so therefore if you found the Seh before Chatzos, and at Chatzos you decided, or even if subsequently you decided to go and bring a different carbon Pesach, then it's considered to be Nidcha. Mashenkin, if you only found it after Chatzos, it's as if you found it after the Shechita, and therefore it is not Nidcha. And therefore we have a machloket between Rabba. Exactly, for the Shlom.
Itself.
Whether you can bring it itself, or you have to go and Yirat Shistayit. Exactly. So the machloket between Rabba and Reb Zeira would be in a case where you found the Karban Pesach HaRishon, the original Karban Pesach. You found it after Chatzos, but before the Shechita. Now the question is this animal Nidcha or not? According to Rabba, it's Nidcha. Why is it Nidcha? Because since at the time of the Shechita, you're not going to go and bring the original one, you're going to bring a second one. Oh, it's Nidcha. So therefore, Yirat Shistayit, and the same thing would apply to the Temura. But according to Reb Zeira, no. Since it came at La'achar Chatzos, it's as if it came on the scene after the Shechita, because the Kviyas took place at the Zman of Chatzos.
Locked in the status.
It became locked, and therefore now the new one, the Shechita, the returnee, the original Karban Pesach, when it returned to the scene, was not Nidcha, and therefore you can bring it itself for coming. So you see a clear cut difference, nafkimina, between Rabbi and Reb Zeira in how they learn. Freit Yemara. But Rabbi Zuchayr right, because if you look back in the Mishnah, it says, Nimtza koidim shchita, or the acha shchita. Says Yemara, Reb Zeira, haktani koidim shchita sepesach. If Yemara, ima koidim, zman shchita sepesach. Make a small emendation, a small modification, that when it says in the Mishnah, koidim shchita, doesn't mean the actual real shechita means this is none of the shechita. And in fact, this machlekes Rabbi Reb Zeir is already machlekes Tanon Ketanoya Pesach Shenimtza Koidim Shechita Yirat Shistayv Lach Shechita Yikorev. So we talk about Koidim Shechita Lach Shechita. Reb Lezayim Koidim Chatzoyis Yir Liach Chatzoyis Yikorev. Same machlekes Rabbi and Reb Zeir, whether it's the Zman Shechita or it's not the Shechita, the actual Shechita, or the Zman Chatzoyis. Good.
So tomorrow they just brought in to say it's the
Zelbezach. Exactly. It's the carbon copy. And that's the Chiddush, like the Gemara started off at the beginning. I might have thought that Temur has nothing to do with this whole Parsha because it was never online in the bullpen, in the sheep pen, to be brought for a carbon pay. So Kamash Malon, it has a similar deal. Yes. But now you asked a very good question. That was, when did the Temur take place? Before the Shechita, after the Shechita, etc. In other words, before the animal ran away, after it came back. That's going to be the discussion now. Omer Loishano. Rava, we're going to have two Lashonis of Rava. The first Lashon of Rava, Rava is referring to the Sefer of the Mishnah. What does it say in the Sefer of the Mishnah? That we said that if you found the original Karm Pesach, Ach, Shechitza is a Pesach, Karm Shlom and Mechain Temurasa. Omer Rava Loishano, when do we say that the Temura can be brought? It itself as a korban shlomim, elishanim to achas shechita, the hamer boy achas shechita. Both the original korban pesach was found post shechita, and therefore was never nidcha, and the temura was done after shechita. Your very point, brother Shai.
So the temura is being done not on the on. There's three animals here, then, as it were.
Always from the beginning of the Mishnah until now, we've been talking about three animals.
Okay.
One animal was the original Karm Pesach. The other one was the one that was actually geshachted of a Karm Pesach. And then the one that was niskarev as a karm, geshachten. And then the other Temura, which was sitting there in the background wondering what is its fate going to be. So in the Mishnah we said that both, depending when you found it before, found it after, etc. So now Rava says about the second case. Second case means that you found it Ach Shechitas HaPesach, where the original is Karev Shlomim and the Temur is Karev Shlomim. Says Yimara Lo Yishana, when do we say the Temur is Karev Shlomim? Hashem Nimtza Ach Shechita V'Ahim Reboi Ach Shechita, that the whole Temur took place after the Shechita. What's the benefit of that? Because the Karev Pesach that you found after Shechita was not Nidcha. It's pure, it's wonderful. Oh, so then the Temur is the same thing, was also not Nidcha. And that's why bring it for a Karev Shlomim. You don't have to wait. You're at Yishtar. Avon Nimtza Koyinim Shechita. If you found the original one, Koidim Shechita, the Hamer boy Acher Shechita, and the Temura took place after Shechita, so what's the status of this Temura?
Right.
Temurasa mi koyech kedusha dechuya ka'asa v'loy karva, because of the fact that the Temura is a derivative of the original Karm Pesach, and the original Karm Pesach was Nimtza Koidim Shechita. So even though the Temura wasn't even born yet, I don't mean literally it wasn't born yet, it was, but it didn't have the din of Kedusha's Temura yet, because I only incurred this aveira of doing the Temura La'ach Shechita. No. Look at the original animal that you're being maimer. That original animal was a nidcha, because it was Nimtza Koidim Shechita, and you didn't use it for the Karm Pesach. So now, since the Temura is a derivative,
it's good.
It's a, the Ben Kippi any Yofa, good. So the Yofa Koyecha Ben the Koyecha Av, and that can't be. So therefore, for a carb, you don't bring it for a carb. That's what Rava says, very logical. Zoktimar Eisvei Abaye. I have another Brisa. It says in the Brisa, Im Kesev. Now this Im Kesev has nothing to do with Karm Pesach. It's a pasuk by Karbin Shlomim. The Torah says about a Karbin Shlomim that you can go and bring it min hatsoin. And then the pasuk says Im Kesev u'makrev es karbonoi v'hikrev oisoi lefnei Hashem, meaning that within the tsoin there are two possibilities. It could be a Kesev, meaning a seh from the sheep family, or it could be an ace. So the first, the pasuk talks about Im Kesev. Now, what does Im Kesev come to tell you? The rabbi is Temuras HaPesach, Acher HaPesach, Shekorv HaShlomim. Aha. And as we'll see in the Gemara, it's the Im of the Im Kesev. It could have said, Kesev, Makrev is Karbonai. What's the Im? The Im comes to tell you that not only is there the normal, regular Shlomim, that you take a Kesev and you say, you, Kesev, I hereby consecrate you, designate you, devote you, and blah, 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 dedicate you for purposes of a Karm Shlomim. But the same thing with the rabbis, Temuras HaPesach, Achra Pesach. Pesach is over now. I have my Temuras HaPesach lying around. What do I do with it? Shekarb Shlomim, you can bring it for Shlomim, just like a regular Shlomim. So now, that's the Braisa. So now Abaye is analyzing the Braisa to formulate a Kasha on Rav. Hechidam. Ilei Mishen Nimta Achashchita. The original Korban Pesach was only found after the Shechita of the replacement. And your Maimer after the Shechita took place. So tomorrow, Pshita, Lom Likra. It's a Chedavah Pasha that it happens to be a Shlomen. Because we know that Moiser HaPesach is Shlomen. How do I know Moiser HaPesach is Shlomen, says Rashi? I have a separate Pasuk for that. It says in the Pasuk, V'zavach the Pesach, Mitzoyin Uvakar. Right. And the Gemara asks, Bakar? I never heard that you can bring a carbon Pesach from a Bakar. See, Gemara says, it comes to tell you that Moiser HaPesach has the same din of something that you bring from Tzoyin Uvakar, which means it has a din of a Shlomen. So this would be a classic case of a Moiser Pesach that you found it only after the Shechita. What am I going to do with it?
Right,
yeah. So what's the din? It has a din of a Shlom. So if I maimer in that Karm Pesach, it also has a din of a Shlom. So Mar Pshita, Lom Likra, what do I need a special Im Kesef to tell us that? It must be that we found the original carbon Pesach before Shechita, and it was Nidcha, and therefore it itself cannot be brought for Shlomim. But Yirachi is Taif. The Heimer Boy Ach Shechita. And what does the Pasuk in Kesef come to tell you? That you can bring it itself for a carbon Shlomim. Not like Rava. It's a Shver on Rava. Very good. Everything more like. You're okay. You're
no. I want to get the timeline again correct. It's, you're going a little bit fast here. Hold on.
We can start from the beginning of the Duffy.
No.
Okay.
No. This is Indian. So Rova's saying is that the three animals, because originally we just had the two in Chayin Tumaraso, but now we're making it three. We have the three. Yeah, the original Korban Pesach and it runs away.
Okay. And now you brought a different one.
Now we've already geschachten the replacement. And now the original comes back, and now the owner does a tumura.
That would be according to everybody. It's, that's what it says in the sefer.
So it's a shlomen since he wasn't there to be a dayan. It's the original is a shlomen. The tumura is a shlomen.
Perfect.
Now we're saying we have three animals. The second one comes back before the shechita of the replacement. The baal says, I'm mad at you. You ran away. I'm gonna geshachten the second guy.
Right.
Second guy is geshachten. And now the other one's saying now he's maimer the original.
He takes a third animal and he's maimer it against the first one. Zu tachazu or zu tmurazu. Exactly.
Okay.
So what's the status of this new animal?
Okay. So the first one is dichui kedusha. It has dichui kedusha because he was
and because it's kedusha dichui. What's the din?
It's
yirach yestayeh.
It cannot be brought on mizbeach.
And you have to go and take the money and buy your karm shlomim.
It's on the tmur also because it's this inferior kedusha. It also can't.
It's a derivative kedusha from that dichui.
I just want to get the fact.
You're doing beautifully. So that's what Rava said. But Abaye said from this drasha of Im Kesef, it sounds like that's the very fact pattern that the Bryce is talking about. Because if it's talking about that you found the Korban Pesach after Shechita, and you did the Temura after the Shechita, is a double portion. Of course you can go and bring it for a Shlomim. Because you're taking a Moisra Pesach, which is a Shlomim, and you're saying Zu Temura Zu, so become the Shlomim. Of course it's Korban. What's the Chiddush of Im Kesef? What do I need a drasha for? So what's the drasha coming to tell you? That even though this carbon was found, the original carbon paste was found before the Shechita, and it became a Dechuya, but since I didn't do the Temura pre-Shechita, I did the Temura post-Shechita, so then the Dechuya, in a sense, wore off vis-a-vis the Dechuya, vis-a-vis the Temura, because the Temura wasn't there prior to the Shechita, it only came on the scene post-Shechita, So that's what the Im Kesef is telling you, bring it for a Karm Pesach. And if that's the case, it's Shven Rava, because Rava said you can't bring it. I'm not Karm Pesach. So bring a Karm Shlomim. Rava said you can't bring a Karm Shlomim. You have to go and be poided.
It's the Shechita that nails it as a Tzmura. It's the Shechita, the fact that it's a Tzmura before the Shechita is what nails it into being inferior and not being able to be brought.
That's a double push.
Right.
The question is, what happens if you did the Tzmura post the Shechita? Is it also nailed down, yes or no? Okay. Rava says, since it's a derivative of Tumat Chuyah, because the original Korban Pesach was found pre-Shechita, so it's as if you did the Tzmura also pre-Shechita. But the point is, it's a derivative of that Korban Chuyah, and therefore Yerach Yestayeh. However, from this Im Kesef, it sounds like that even a Tzmura Pesach that was, you only were Meimir the Korban post-Shechita, also has the same din that you carve a shlomim. El alav, we're in the last of the narrow lines. Elav she nimtza koidim shchita. You found it before the shchita. Meim boy ach shchita. Nevertheless, the pasuk tells you in kesef that you can bring it for a karm shlomim. Not like Rava. Eved were light. La'oyilam shinim ta'ach eshchita. Behem levoy ach eshchita. So you tell me what I need a pasik for. You're right, you don't need a pasik. Across machta bi'alma. When we learn this pasik, it's a gishmak. It's you learn this pasik. Oh, yeah, that's stuck in a lock. It's a double portion. But nevertheless, across machta bi'alma. Right, tomorrow. And across the mayasa. But what does the pasik really come to tell us? What's the real drasha? Says, Yimara, can you sign like you learned in the price? We saw it again, the imkesev. Kesev. The rabbi says a Pesach li'alya. Ooh, what is this all about? Because as we'll see in another couple of lines, when you bring the karm shlamim, it says im kesef u'makrav es karbonoi, bring your karm shlamim, and then a few psukim later says v'im eis karbonoi ulti u'makrav it. Now, why does the pasuk have to repeat kesef and eis? They're basically identical. They're all signs. So why do they have to split it up? Because if you look in the parasha of parashas Vayikra, legabe the hilchos shlamim, you'll see. And Reb Simcha will tell you the Rashi in this week's sedra also talks about this at some length, that there's a difference between a kesev and an eis legabe the alia. Alia is that fatty tail that the animal has. That which animal has the fatty tail?
Sarah caught the
exactly. But it's even. Very good, beautiful.
Armenian.
Exactly.
Armai.
Armai. Okay. Anyway, the Ramai. So it says by the Kesev, the Rabbi says a Pesach le'aliyah, that the aliyah also goes on the Mizbeach. It's considered to be one of the Emurim. Kishu Oymer im Kesev, the Rabbi's Pesach she'ovre shenosoy, u'shlom aboy machmas Pesach, l'chol mitzvah shlom. What happens if you have a derivative of the Karm Pesach? And the Karm Pesach, we said yesterday, a couple of days ago, that there is no din of smicha. Shlom, and there is a din of smicha. Aha, so what's the din by this shlom and baboy machmas Pesach, such as a temura? What's the din? Has the same din of shlom and shetan smicha. Unisachem, do this chaz v'shoik. Do you burn this shoik? No, you go and give the chaz v'shoik to the kohen. It's only by the shivas yimei meluim that what did they do with the shoik? They went, they burned it. But normally you go and give it to the kohen. Zegut, you think to zegut. Anyway, so that's what the in kesef is coming to tell you, the halachos that apply to the Tmuris Pesach and the Moisra Pesach, etc. Ukishu Oyman, after the Im Eis, Hivsik, in the Limit Allah, hey, Shein Tun Aliyah, there's no din of Aliyah, because it doesn't have that fatty, bushy tail like you have by the sheep. Anyway, bottom line is, we thought we had a knockout kasha on Rava. You might say, no, Mishka, knockout kasha, because it's Kesev, although the Brisa sounds like it's telling us a Dover Pashit. You're right, it's not telling us a Dover Pashit, because the whole Pasik is a smacht of Alma, and the real drasha is this drasha that we just talked about, that the Shlomim, although it's a derivative of a Karm Pesach, but nevertheless, it's now a nouveau Hilcha Shlomim that you it's do
all pertinence there too.
Exactly. Now that was the first drasha of Rava, where Rava said, in the case of Nimtza Acheshchita and Tmura Acheshchita, that you don't go and bring it for a Karm Shlomim because it's a product or a derivative of a Nitcha. But Ikar Masin La Reisha. Others started off with this Rava on the Reisha of our Mishnah. What is the Reisha of the Mishnah? Tana Pesach She Nimtza Kodim Shchita Sa Pesach Yirat Shistav Yimach V'yam Medam Shlomim V'chein Tmurase. Okay, that's what it said in the Reisha. Omer Rava. Loishana, when do we say that the Tmura is ulta yirat she is tayev? Elishanimta koidim shchita. The Heimer boy koidim shchita. So therefore, just like the original carbon Pesach was nitche biyadayim, so too the Tmura was nitche biyadayim. Not really, that was nitche biyadayim. The Tmura was really never in the running. It was never online. But nevertheless, since it's a derivative of the original carbon Pesach, and the original carbon Pesach was nitche biyadayim, it's deemed as if the Tmura was also nitche biyadayim because you made the Tmura before the Shechita. So both of them, in a sense, were nitche biyadayim. Avol nimtza koidim shchita v'heim meboy acha shchita. Ooh, so this Tmura only came on the world, so to speak, after the Shechita already took place. Tmura say, crave Shlomim, you can't bring it for Shlomim after all. Now why? You told me that it's a derivative of the original Karm Pesach.
Right, yeah.
My time, exactly like the Bai that we said before. My time, ki kov Shechita. When is Shechita koivea? At the Zman of Shechita. That I'm doiche, midi de chozilei. The original Karm Pesach was roy to be brought for Karm Pesach. I said, no. You are being punished. A knas. You ran away. Forget about it. I'm taking a new Karm Pesach. But as far as the Tmura, the fact that you took a second Karm Pesach, because the Tmura was never in the running to be brought for a Karm Pesach anyway.
Only those who would become a Shlomim.
Exactly. since it was only eligible at all times to become a shlam, that's why the Gemara says, according to the second Lashon of Rava, just the opposite of the first Lashon of Rava, that here Rava says that if you went and you had nimtza koidem shchita, behemah boy acha shchita, tmurasoi kreva shlamin. So in the sense, like Brother Shai keeps on repeating, yofa koyech haben mi koyech ho'av, the av, the original Karm Pesach, is nidcha, and you have to go and yirat shiestai. But the tamura, you can go and bring as a karm shlom, you don't have to go and sell it, no pidyon, no mumim, is wonderful. Okay, so now Abaye comes on the scene yet once again, Eisvei Abaye. In kesef, matam aloyim, what is this price that coming to tell us? The rabbis, matam aloyim, the rabbis, tamura, pesach, achar, pesach, shekrei v'shlom. Ah, okay, so Gemara Yochel Af Lefnei HaPesach came. I might have thought that this halacha applies to a Tumuras HaPesach before Pesach. In other words, before the Shechitas HaPesach, the same thing applies that you can go and bring for Shlamim. Tamaloimar Hu. Now, where does it say in the Pasuk Hu? So we have here Pasuk Aleph. Ba'amartim Zevach Pesach. We of course say in the Haggadah, as everybody knows. So who karev the ain tumuras of Pesach kreiv? You cannot bring the tumuras of Pesach for a karden. So tomorrow hechi tami. So let's understand this price. Ilei mishen nimtza koidim shchita. Meheimer boy koidim shchita. So you're telling me that the halacha is that the tumuras of Pesach cannot be brought pshita lamalikro. What do I have to have a pasuk for that? After all, the original Pesach was found before Shechita, so it was Nidcha. The Temura took place before the Shechita, so it was a package deal. Everything was Nidcha at the time of the Shechita. So Pshita, everybody agrees to that. That's what it said in the Mishnah. That just like the first one is Yirat Shistayim, Chayim Temurasoi. So that's not what this Bryce has come to tell us. Ella, Shenimta Koidim Shechita. The Hema Boy, Acha Shechita. And yet the Bryce comes and says, guess what? Ain't Tmuris a Pesach Kreva, you cannot go and bring this Karban Pesach. Why? Because it's a derivative of a Karban Dechuya. In other words, like the first Rava, but not like the second Rava. Says Imar, Tiyufta the Rava, meaning the Tiyufta of the Rava Basra, Tiyufta, Einachanami, we hold like the first Rava, that says that since it happens to be a derivative, a ben of the original Karm Pesach, which was Nidcha, therefore it's also Nidcha, a Yirat Yistayv, etc. Not like the second Rava that tried to say that Yofa Koyach Ben Mi Koyach Ab, because we do not say Yofa Koyach Ben.
We don't want to go to the Smachta Terence
here. We don't need to come to the Smachta
Terence.
Rava concludes, that's it, Rava, but Rava say Tiyuf, the Rava Tiyuf, you're right, we could have theoretically.
It's Rava both times, by the way.
Okay, fine, Rava. No problem. We'll stop over here, Mitchell, to be continued tomorrow. So, Boisai, what time are we going to have the shiur tomorrow?